Hey guys, welcome to the Gold Members Podcast, episode number 32. Today we're going to have a controversial podcast. And the only reason it's a controversial podcast is because it's a controversial subject. However, since you guys are students and have come this far along, it is something that needs to be discussed. Not that I mind controversy, but I don't have time with all of the students that I need to make sure, you know, are on the path and don't have any questions that go unanswered. This is something I don't want to address publicly, so we're going to do it here. And it was a question that came from one of our students last week, which I had to sit down and think about for a little while, and then I addressed it to him after some consideration. So now we're going to podcast it. And that question is, what is the scoop? How do you treat the transgendered? His specific question was with regard to resuscitation. Now, as you know, if you are looking down on the head of a male that you have knocked out and you need to do a lung resuscitation or heart, that you will circle the body in a clockwise motion as you were looking down. And you would do so in a counterclockwise motion if it was a woman. And that is because the directional energy for both is different. There are physiological differences between men and women. No matter what people want to think in their myopic little worlds, right? The science is there, and the science has been there for a very long time to support this. Now, when I'm discussing the transgendered, I'm discussing I'm not discussing the morphodite. I think that's the correct term. I know there's another term for it nowadays, but I don't remember what it is, which is the 0.09% of the population that is born truly in between sexes and will have both sets of reproductive organs and quite often both sets function, right? That is an anomaly, a very big anomaly, and I honestly do not think it matters how you address that. Because your odds of encountering such a person attacking you are basically zip. Now, when we talk about the current wave of transgenderism, especially in the United States, it gets down to simple biology, whether they like it or not. Male is male and female is female. Anything beyond that choice has nothing to do with what direction the energy flows in the body. Just as a woman is two Y chromosomes and a man is an X and a Y, that does not change with hormone repair, hormone therapy, nor with surgery. It still remains that. And that is the only way by which you, from a Q-show aspect, need to treat it. Now, identifying the gender may be difficult, but if you can identify the gender, then that is how you would treat it. Just as if you were going to... if it was a transgendered female who was attacking you, you would still do an open palm strike with your right hand to their face at stomach 5 because the polarities would not have changed. Now, this gets into the whole reason as to why we would need to have this discussion, because he had said, not that I think this would be a problem. Well, actually, yes, it is going to be a problem. Because unfortunately there are certain things that go along with that particular group. And please understand, I'm not judging the group. What people think or what they want for their lives is their decision. It has nothing to do with me, right? I have many, many friends who fall into the category of being homosexual. Their sex life has nothing to do with me, just as my sex life has nothing to do with them. Right? It has nothing to do with friendship. It has nothing to do with how you treat people. That's a private affair. Right? Now, this particular group of people, they have a 40% suicide rate, whether they have the therapy and the surgery or not. There's not any difference in the suicide rate between amongst this group of people, however you wish to classify them, and classify them as they want to be classified. I don't know how they want to be classified because I don't truly pay that much attention to it. Now, okay, this is where it gets a little bit dicey. Now, one of the things about people who are suicidal that you have to take into consideration is oftentimes they want to take someone with them. We see that a lot in mass shootings and in all sorts of different murder scenarios by which, you know, dad comes home, shoots his wife and his kids and blows his brains out. People who are suicidal often want to take others with them. And when you're dealing with a group of people that have a 40% rate, that can be a problem. Secondly, the other part of this particular problem is hormone replacement therapy can make people very, very aggressive. I have someone close to me who went through testosterone therapy, not myself. And one of the warnings that he was given was if you start to find that you're developing anger or you start to get violent thoughts, you need to contact us immediately so we can adjust this dosage. And you will notice this in the fitness industry with the athletes who are taking hormone replacement therapy. They become very aggressive. And that in of itself is an enormous problem. Now, as an example, let's suppose you have a male that you are giving estrogen therapy to because they wish to become female or they wish to take on the female traits. The body is going to fight and produce more testosterone because it is not a normal thing for it to happen. And that can prove to enhance aggression in a male. Okay, now, I saw a particular example of this, which is what caught my attention, and it was shortly after this question was sent to me, which was a show on a network, a private network, one of the non-corporate media networks. It was a news show by which they were interviewing one gentleman who was very conservative and a transgender woman who was losing her argument with the conservative, because he's a very well-read man, with regards to, you know, if you want to be a woman, that's your choice, which of course it is. However, a male is a male and a female is a female. And her response to him was, how would you like to go home in an ambulance tonight? Well, first off, if you put in an ambulance, you wouldn't be going home, so it's kind of a moronic thing to say. But that was a threat of physical violence from somebody because of a disagreement. Now, I do not want to stereotype a group of people. However, when you're dealing with a 40% suicide rate, and you can look that up pretty much anywhere, there needs to be some red lights that go off with regards to that and personal protection. So you are either going to, and perhaps you should, I don't know. I'm not one for being politically correct, but it's an area with, because of the threat of violence, that you kind of need to tread lightly, but realize that you need to see through what is and understand how this person would be dealt with. Because if somebody, a male, decides they want to be a female, the physiology is still male, even with breast implants and the long hair and the makeup and the estrogen therapy. It still, biologically, he's still a male and still extremely strong. Now, if we talk about some of the differences between a man and a woman, this is one of the things that gets interesting. There is a brain difference, even though the feminists have had my head for saying that. But there is, because men think differently than women do. Even men who are soft and somewhat feminine think differently than women do. Now, that being said, there is also other physiological differences, obviously. But one of them is in muscle density and strength. And the other is in a woman has more pain receptor nerve endings than a man does. Women are more likely to survive a severe trauma than a man is because the pain levels for a woman are much higher and she is more likely to report the problem before it multiplies and push for better for medical attention than a man will. Okay? And that is because it is not that men have a higher pain threshold necessarily, because that's subjective, but they have fewer pain receptors, and I don't think I have any. And so it can appear sometimes like men have these superhuman ability to withstand pain, and it is a biological thing. Now, the next thing you can take a look at in this whole thing is if you look at the number of athletes who have changed their gender identity and they compete. So you take a man who becomes a woman who competes in a women's division, they always destroy the women in the division, because physiologically it is not fair no matter what this person does to change their body. Right? So these are things that need, we're talking your life, we're talking self-defense here, we're not talking political judgment or anything else. We're just talking the basics of self-defense, right? Which makes this extremely important. In conclusion, I saw a very, very interesting example of this with a geek, a physically fit geek, but he admitted that he had not really worked out in about 6 months. You know, when you think of nerd, this is a guy you would see, right? And he was going to arm wrestle with a woman who was a triathlete, but this woman had trained without the use of any anabolic steroids or hormones or anything else. So her body was natural. Her athletic physique was natural. It was not doctored in any way. And physically, they were roughly about the same size, and they were going to arm wrestle. He destroyed her every time, because no matter what kind of physical condition she was in, the muscle density is different, the strength is different, and those are just biological facts, right? And no amount of talk or laws or anything else is ever going to change that. So again, my apologies, because it is a topic that has to be discussed and people just don't want to discuss it. And with the current trends in today's society, and they are concerning trends, especially when it comes to violence breaking out in places where violence should never break out, this is something that you do need to be aware of. Okay. Anyways, that's it for today's podcast. I would love to hear your feedback on it. These are not allowed to be shared with anybody else. These are members only things, so you can't share it or download it or anything like that. And it's not because I have an issue with controversy. Someday I'm going to have to speak publicly on this, but I don't want to have to deal with the aftermath of it at this point in time. So right now we're going to leave that on the back burner. Anyways, guys, have yourselves a fantastic day, and we will see you in our next episode. Bye for now.